Hello, everybody.
Hello.
How's everybody feeling?
Everyone feeling dandy?
I'm feeling dandy.
This is the first show of the new year.
Yeah, of every new year.
Every new year, you have to listen to this.
This is, I wish you could see this. This time.
This time.
It's going to be great.
This time, we really want you to see it.
Yeah, we want you to.
Oh, it's so cool in here.
It's beautiful.
It's like, I mean, they redid the place.
Talk about the new plants.
The new plants are amazing.
Yeah, they're the best power plants I've seen
thus far. And so good and so efficient.
Yeah, really efficient at destroying real plants.
I know. They're just pumping out fake plants every day.
Yep.
And that's the beauty of it.
Have you ever watered a fake plant?
Never.
Because you're smart?
Oh, have you, like, you mean by accident?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, have you? That's kind of sad.
I think
you're just wasting water, I guess. It's not, no harm done.
Yeah, what's the waste, though? There's plenty of that stuff.
You're right.
Plenty of stuff to go around.
Yeah. Hey, anyone who needs it, come over to the studio.
Yeah.
Three bottles of water.
Plenty of water that we're saving with all our fake plants.
We're saving it in our mouths.
Saving it for you.
For you. So just come on by.
Just come on by.
We'll just squirt it into your mouth.
How was your day?
Honestly, pretty bad.
Okay.
Yeah, but I'm excited because this show is the high point.
Yeah.
But I do think like...
High noon.
It is high noon.
Kinda, except it's low noon.
2 minutes past noon.
Yeah.
Think about all the people around the world...
2 minutes past noon.
...meeting for like shootouts right now.
Yeah, everyone in the West...
Right.
...is like just having a good time.
I mean, people have probably already died because 3 minutes in.
So I feel like it's never more than like...
You're right.
There's usually like 50 seconds of... like twangy guitar,
right, where the camera goes back and forth
and then there's like 10 seconds of actual fighting,
so like it might be done.
Yeah, it might be done.
Oh, we missed it.
Yeah, Alexander Hamilton may already have died.
Dead? I don't know.
Oh,
like, you never
really
know. Who knows.
I saw that play documentary about him. It was interesting. It's cool they got him to star in it.
I know.
Yeah, I can't believe what a get.
He's so expensive nowadays.
Yeah, he's,
I mean the PR stuff that you have to do,
the $5 bill.
Oh, you have to get a $5
bill.
Is
he on the five?
No.
he's on the 10, isn't he?
10?
Isn't 20 Jackson?
Oh, yeah. He's on the 10. Great.
Wow. Really good. The queen is on the 30.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
The queen of numbers.
The queen of numbers is all over the 30.
Honestly, everywhere you look, you'll find the queen of numbers.
So we got a song.
Yeah, we got... Oh, this is such a nice song.
It's a really... Get ready to get punched in the face by...
Just slapped in the
face.
It's crazy. It is. And describe the album art.
It's baby carrots in the shape of a stick figure in a field of grass. And that sounds like something I made up. But
it's actually true.
It's very true.
And if that's not enough to get you to listen so intently and not turn this off, then that's enough for us.
So here goes Hold Music by Jacob Mann Big Band.
Enjoy. Not playing. Uh-oh. Well, we're back. No dead air on this show, is what we say.
Yeah.
Well, that's an interesting issue. Here's what I'm going to do.
It's called Hold Music because you just don't play any music.
Right.
Just hold the music.
Hold the music, please.
I'll have an album, Hold the Music.
Yeah.
Everyone's favorite Silent Diner.
No, I think it's going to work.
Silent Diner. That's not
a
name.
That's a good band name.
It's not bad.
Oh, okay. You write that down.
Okay.
Get that right now.
Steal it.
Scribe.
Get it from the air.
Okay, now let's take this again. Baby carrots in a field. Enjoy
Hold
it.
Music.
Hold the music, please. Thank you.
I'll not be so mean, but I do have a surprise. If you look into my eyes, there's a curse placed upon my body. The owner that is not, he can make rush decision. He is a magician. If you pay more attention and have good intention, you can see my outline, you can see my disguise. You can see my disguise. I will not control you, for something else does hold you. It comes with experience. You may be delirious. Confusion is a person and mystery is God. Surrounded by illusion, you'll be taken for a fraud. And there is no right answer until you know what is wrong. And there is no right answer until you know what is wrong. You deserve the medal for scaring someone most. Be careful who you talk to, there's no one you should trust. Something bad'll happen and you will turn to dust. Unless you pay attention and you have good intention, you can see my outline, you can see my disguise. You can see my disguise.
That was Arthur with Sweet Memory off his new album. Not that new, but new-ish album, new. Woof Woof. He's a Philly guy from the band Joy Again, and he recently released his first full-length album. And,
Got something in your throat?
No. What? No.
What is that?
What? No.
Oh, my God. Something, like, crawling out of your
Don't
throat.
Don't talk about the frog.
It's okay.
So he released his studio album, and he's worked with Frank Ocean's producer, actually.
Oh, wow.
And then he became friends with Frank Ocean, and he may, this just like random dude from Philadelphia, become Frank Ocean's guitar player.
Wow.
Which is like pretty crazy.
That is crazy.
Yeah, just like he like wrote that whole album like in his bedroom, but really good, like really weird, interesting stuff.
Huh.
Interesting production.
Yo, that's
it's very
really cool.
Yeah, isn't that like
yeah.
The, he gets a lot
and
of
and like very catchy. I like the melodies that are like, I mean, it's kind of like
is weird and like meandering.
Yeah,
like yeah, I don't know. It's like he's very
it's
interesting,
nice, and, it works.
And he doesn't have like a good voice per se.
No,
you know
it's
what
like
I mean?
An effective voice.
Yeah, exactly, and he uses it well.
Yeah,
that's
right.
What's I feel like really cool. I thought of a. What do you think of this band or album or song name?
Okay.
Zip Tie.
Oh, that's pretty good too.
It's not bad either, right?
What about Ziploc Sad?
Ziploc.
Like a Ziploc bag.
It sounds like a weird, like superhero in a cartoon. Ziploc Sad.
Ziploc Sad.
You know what I watched, which was pretty good? One Punch Man.
Have you heard of it?
So it's like I thought it was like just gonna be about like violence.
Right.
Right.
Only one instance of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know I hate violence.
Yeah. Yeah, what is it about violence you don't like?
I don't like the I don't like the fighting.
Oh, that's weird.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry.
I feel so bad for
oh, should
anyone.
We check how many listeners we have?
Yeah. I'm sure it's a ton.
It's exactly one ton.
Wow. How do it does their weight for
could
us?
Could be one really heavy listener.
Yeah. Or two really, really heavy
really,
listeners.
Yeah, right.
Two or three.
Okay. Nine.
Nine. Okay. I think that's the minimum.
That's the fake number.
Yeah.
Hey, guys.
I think you're thinking of prime number and you're wrong.
Oh. Got it.
Yeah.
I meant even number.
Oh. Well, that's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
And there's one listener on the high quality stream. So
wow. Is that also fake?
That is also fake. But let me just say, when you listen to our show, it's all high quality.
Yeah, it's all high quality.
It's all high quality. Hey, like so what do you think about like the weather?
The weather?
I mean, as a concept.
Don't get me farted on the weather.
Why?
I thought you knew.
Because you love it so.
Yeah, it's true. I really love the weather. I actually have enjoyed the weather. It's been warm, which has been nice, but that's also true. Realized yesterday that I hate the rain, and snow is far better.
Really?
I think snow is really pretty.
Snow? I guess you're right. But I guess.
Yeah.
But I think, like, rain has it. There's so much, like, rain's so moody. Like, you can really get into it.
That's
and you
true.
Can be like, oh, I'm going to go do this.
I'm going to go smoke a cigarette.
Smoke a cigarette and, like...
and, like, just brood.
Solve a crime. Yeah.
Like, brood that's and rain. Solve a crime. Yeah. That's rain for you.
That's rain.
He'll do that to you.
Rain Wilson will do that.
Yeah, Rain Wilson will do that all over you.
You know he still goes to Tufts?
Really?
Uh-huh.
I heard he transferred to NYU, like, years ago.
And he came back.
Oh, he came back.
After
he was
the
like,
office, yeah.
He was like...
so.
He was like, NYU didn't do that much for me.
But can't Tufts. Get the SEC at NYU.
No. You can't. You can't get that one nice room in the SEC.
Oh, you just can't.
You know which one I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah, I know.
The window corner room?
Yes. I was there yesterday.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Just guarding it. Make sure no one... Because that's our room. Can we just say, let it be known at 12:14 and 32 seconds on February 8th that room, top floor, third floor, corner room is our room.
Yeah, if you take that room, I'm going to be upset.
And you don't want to see Jack.
For an hour.
You don't want to see Jack.
Because it's our room.
Oh.
Yeah.
For an hour room.
Yeah. That's the hour room.
Seen any good movies lately?
I feel like I haven't. Weirdly enough.
What's the worst movie you've seen in recent memory?
In recent memory. I mean, actually, you know what? Now that I think about the movie that I have seen, they're, like, pretty solid.
Incredible.
Nothing stands out that's bad. Like, ugh, that is that bad.
Yeah.
I feel like I've been watching good TV a little bit. Like,
really?
Yeah. I've only been watching Bob's Burgers.
Okay.
But it's, it's pretty good. I think
we watched Roma together.
Yeah.
And it was
I didn't really like Roma.
Yeah, so. I concurred.
I thought it was good. It just, like... I mean, I didn't see the last act, so
it was sad.
It's kind of hard to judge a movie.
It was really sad. Mm-hmm. And I was having, like, a good day.
Movies should be fun. No art should be sad.
No.
I've said it before, and I'll say it once more.
No art should be sad, because real life, newsflash, isn't sad.
Yeah.
And art imitates life.
Yeah.
The Serial.
Oh.
The Serial podcast.
I liked life a lot growing up.
The Serial?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like...
Cinnamon Life.
I never had... Oh, I had it a few times. But...
Similar. Okay, you know what's really weird? And this is something we should talk about.
Okay.
Chex Mix and Chex Cereal.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that weird? Doesn't that... Has that always just felt so weird to me?
I think the cereal came first. It is a little weird.
But, like, what?
I have a bone to pick with you.
Okay, fine.
Because I like Rice Chex. And that's the name of the cereal.
I like them, but I just think it's strange that, like, I can eat a shape that, like... Like, I can eat something
it's weird
that is that is both, like,
a shape,
and a food. No, that's
what do
like,
you mean?
That's like a salty snack, but also like a sweet cereal is so
okay.
Weird
so it me. Had nothing to do with the shape.
No, nothing. I just couldn't come up with a word. I like it's like you're eating like a piece of something.
What? That's how you think of Chex?
No, what would you say?
You're eating like a little like dehydrated corn.
Okay.
No, right. I guess it must be rice, huh? If it's rice,
wow.
Corn Chex.
That's a thing.
No. Is it?
Okay. Well, Pops.
That's us.
What's your favorite?
Pops
your favorite cereal?
Pops are super weird.
Pops.
Because I like
really
enjoyed
weird.
Them enough, but the commercials
with
kind
the
of are super
chin.
Gross.
Is that that?
Oh, the cleft the boy chin wonder.
No.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
It's like, you know that thing you do when you can turn the camera upside down and like put
eyes. Yeah, I do
like,
remember
on the
those.
Chin?
Yeah, those were weird.
And the commercial was like, ah.
What about the CT Crunch commercials where the crunches ate each other?
Yeah, I didn't never
weird.
Like that.
I liked Reese's Puffs, peanut butter chocolate
never
flavor.
Never had Reese's Puffs.
I only have them at my friend Sam's house.
Sam. Hey, if Sam's listening?
Yeah. Go to my house and bring
go
your
to
Reese's.
Houston, Texas.
Go to Houston and
go to Houston. Go to and
the
never come back.
Go to the Lyndon B. Johnson Museum. It's only like 8 hours away from Austin.
And you'll learn something.
You'll learn something.
You'll learn something about Lyndon B. Johnson.
I went to the LBJ Museum with him actually.
Really? Oh. So Sam, don't go.
Don't go. You got been. It. You've had the best experience of the LBJ Museum you're gonna get because you memories. Went with me and I'm your best man. Congratulations,
Sam.
You're getting married to me.
Oh.
And I made myself I made myself your best man.
And your husband.
Caleb's going to officiate.
I can do that.
Marry us right now.
Sam? Yeah? Jack?
Yeah?
You guys cool marrying each other?
It means so much to me.
I would love to. I just have one condition. Yeah, what is it? I need you to say...
I love you?
Yeah, I need you to say I love you, Jack.
I can't. I will marry you, but I Jack, can't say
I
that.
I can't marry you two unless you tell him that you love him.
I like him a lot. Does that count?
Yeah, I guess that's really sweet of you to say. Okay, and it's done.
It's done. The wow. End. I didn't get to say my vows.
Okay. Undone for temporarily. Say your vows.
My vows are that I hope to never get married.
Oh. And my vow is that I vow to honor Jack's vows.
Marriage off.
Oh.
Do you want to go to the LBJ Museum?
Yeah. Scene.
Wow.
So we're currently getting some correspondence from Ryan.
And he said 40.
He said the number 40, which is, he's referencing the movie This Is 40 with Paul Rudd.
Yeah, that's okay.
I
underrated.
Like that movie.
Yeah, I like
and the
that
music
movie too.
In that movie.
Yeah,
is amazing.
You turned me on to that.
It's really
can
good.
Can we play a song?
Yeah,
from,
I will
you,
play.
I'm sure you have your favorite.
It is in my playlist.
Yeah.
As we speak.
That's the name of the song.
Uh-huh.
In my playlist as we speak. That
uh-huh.
kind of sounds like a This Is 40
yeah,
song
right.
title.
Totally.
Like meta and sad and like.
Yeah, right.
You know,
it's a really it was well written.
Yeah, just it was long. It was a little long.
I honestly probably have to see it again.
Yeah.
All right.
There's the part where they get high in the hotel room. And Paul Rudd, he's wonderful.
Ant-Man. So good.
Yeah. He's Ant-Man in real life.
In real life, he's Ant-Man. That's the thing people don't know.
Yeah. That's the thing. All the other superheroes are just actors. But he'll be an ant for you.
Right. And they didn't... This is the crazy part. They didn't write Ant-Man. They wrote it as fiction. And then they cast him and realized he could do everything they needed.
Right. I thought you were going to say this other thing I heard. So I don't know if it's true. That, like all Judd Apatow movies, there's, like, a lot of improv.
Mm-hmm.
And Paul Rudd just improvised Ant-Man.
thing?
Yeah.
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 It was all improv.
And they were just like, let's yes and this and see how deep it goes.
And the whole script was written that way.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Just like Spinal Tap.
Yep. And
that's why they're so similar.
Yeah, right. And you can really see. I mean, the scholars can see the underlying, you know, similarities.
Well, they both are about ants.
That's
if
true.
We really get down to
that's
it.
That's true.
If you don't want to dilly-dally and walk, take the long way to the walking point to uh-huh. see that view,
uh-huh.
you're
uh-huh.
not going to realize they're both uh-huh. about ants.
Wow.
That's what
you
Paul
heard here
said
first.
To me.
Take the scenic route. You'll learn something.
I was saying don't.
You heard it here first. Take the shortcut because you'll learn
take
something.
Take the shortcut and you'll realize some movies are about ants and not the ones you think.
And some
Bugs
movies.
Life, not about ants.
Bugs Life is about...
Shark Tale.
Yeah.
It's about
actually the making of Shark Tale.
Yeah, because it came out first.
Uh-huh. All movies that that come before other movies are actually about the making of...
Shark Tale.
So.
Except Spinal Tap, which is in fact
about ants.
Ants.
So, right. Great.
Yeah.
Listeners
I'm
are
really
down
glad
to
we,
zero.
We, but you know what? I'll lose those. Those readers uh-huh. don't want to listen to the truth.
Those read players?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, those sax guys.
Those sax guys, hate them.
Yeah.
But
Kenny G, you can go right to heck.
Terrible. Your 90s aesthetic, lame for the time, which was the 90s.
A decade of lame aesthetics, and you were the worst.
They're only cool now.
Yeah.
Oh, God, and his hair. So pretty.
Yeah.
Bad.
Appetizing.
So
but
pretty, but I could eat.
Yeah. Are you hungry?
No.
Let's get some food.
Hey, what was the last thing you ate? That's a
the
fun
last thing
topic.
I ate. I had, I didn't eat for a long time, actually. I just got into it today.
Oh,
I didn't
wow.
eat for a long
Eating
time.
Eating is cool. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you really should get into it.
It's actually, I'm kind of embarrassed to say, it was a monstrosity. It was carbonara fries.
What?
Yeah, is that that place Mortadella?
Okay, so I believe you.
Yeah.
But I've never seen it.
I think you have and don't realize it. That's it kind of true. Looks like cheesy and bad.
Really?
Yeah, there goes that sponsorship.
Sorry, guys.
Sorry.
But was
Sorry.
It good?
Yeah, this was the one mention contractually we had to get of Mortadella's, and I did kind
Damn
of
it.
Crap all over their
oh,
aesthetic.
Oh, my God.
But it was good. Not as good as Dave's, I'll say it.
Oh, please, Dave. Sponsor us, baby.
Hey, Dave's. Dave?
Dave?
Listen.
Dave, hey.
Hey, Dave. We listen know you're up. One of nine.
Mm-hmm.
And you loved the movie Nine.
You loved it. And we can get you tickets tomorrow.
To the Blu-ray DVD
Blu-ray
release
DVD screening
party.
Release party. And you better be there and sponsor us.
Yeah, sponsor us at the event, not on the show.
No, please.
I don't want to mix work and my sandwich life.
Love life.
Sandwich life. Love life. Sandwich life.
You know, sandwiches are what makes me love life.
Yo.
It's what makes me love life.
It's what may.
All right, so this is from, this is 40. Kind of an old topic that was like 10 minutes ago, but it's a good song and it's short. So here's some music. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Stared at folks when properly provoked, mirror broke. Hair share a strawberry morning, gone and more important, spawning. Torn in, poor men sworn in. Corners hen, switching positions, auditioning morticians. Sword in a vision, ignoring prison. Ignoramus is enlisting, sound dumb. Found them, drowned in cow's dung, crowns flung. Rings a tinkerbell, sing for things as frail as a fingernail. Bring a scale, stale ginger lingers. Seven figures and bigger, nigga, fresh from out the jail, alpha male. Sickest ninja injury this century, enter plea. Lend sympathy to limpers, simple Simon Ramen MCs. Trees is free, please leave a key. These meager fleas, he's the breeze and she's the bee's knees for she's. G's of G's, seize property, shopper sprees. Chop the cheese, drop the grease to stop diseases. Gee whiz, pa. Doom rock grandma like the Kumbaya. Mama was a hole hopper, papa was a Rolling Stone star like Obama. Pull a car like old drama. Civil liberties, these little titties, abilities riddle me, middle C. Give an MC a rectal hysterectomy. Lecture on removal of the bowels, foul technically. Don't expect to see the recipe until we receive the check as well as the collection fee. More wrecked in Section Z, what you expect to get for free? Shit for me, history. The key, plucked it off the mayor. Chucked it in the old tar pit off La Brea. Player, they say he's gone too far. Duma, catch him after Juma on cue. Laka! Do what you gotta do. Grah, the rumors are not true. Got two, ma. No prob, got the job. Hot bard, heartthrob. Scots guard the barber, cotton swab. Dart lob. Baker, cake sweet. Jamaica trading treats on the beach. Make a skeet till her feet's meet. Can it be I stayed away too long? Did you miss these rhymes when I was gone? As you listen to these crazy tracks, check them stats, then you know where I'm at. And that's that.
Look, they're doomed now.
You should find your outro to the track. You guys are gonna love this one. Don't, but we don't play the. It's just a long outro from the end of Who Framed Roger Rabbit, the classic cinema directed by Robert Zemeckis, animation directed by Richard Williams. So that's what that one's about.
I'm pretty familiar.
We have a new host in the building.
New host?
We've got a new host in the building.
Chuck Schumer is here and my mic's not on.
His mic's not on and I can't hear the monitor.
That's right.
No, please.
Chuck Schumer is here.
Chuck Schumer. I'm not sure.
It's an impersonator.
Welcome to Meet the Press, guys.
I don't know what that is.
Politics are bad.
This is the hello, Meet the Press.
I guess that is the voice of that we're doing.
Who's we?
Who's we? I'm Gil. You're more Gil. I'm George.
Nick Mulaney.
You guys might have thought you were tuning in to the Big Mouth Netflix special coming out at midnight.
Oh, hello!
But actually, it's just a WFO radio show.
Yeah, it's just a radio show. But we're having a good time.
It's important that we introduce for the third person who's joined us tonight.
Yeah, my name's Ryan. What's up?
Hi, Ryan.
Ryan.
Flows right off the tonsils.
Yeah. Ryan hails from upstate Pennsylvania. Lower right Pennsylvania.
Love it.
Right where the water comes from. Right? Ryan?
Yeah, generally, a lot of it.
Water most for the whole city.
I brought
comes from Ryan's
house.
Can't say that word. So,
hey Ryan, what did you do today?
Bye guys.
Slept for about 23 hours.
Wow.
So it's actually pretty
incredibly concerning.
That's what they call the nighttime marathon.
Wow.
23 miles, 23 hours.
Did you dream
of the 1 hour of awake I would have? Yeah.
Wow. You dreamt, so while asleep you dreamt of what it would be like to be awake
for one
what an interesting
hour?
Prison your brain
so
is.
It was 23 times as slow.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like a hamster wheel.
Okay.
Fascinating.
Oh, man. You're an enigma.
You are a handsome, handsome problem that we must deal with.
Oh, you're a handsome, handsome burden.
Tell us about your week, now that we've heard about the day.
Yes. Broaden, please.
A surprising amount of spiders, I've got to say.
Spiders?
Yeah.
How interesting.
How? Yeah, are you writing this down?
What spiders?
Mostly, like, when I wake up, it's because there's just copious amounts of spiders.
Spider alarm and clock. What will he think of that?
I mean, it's my great idea.
It's my roommate, actually. It's not my alarm clock. He has this weird penchant for just pouring spiders on my head.
He's a nice guy. We like the guy.
I do like him. We know him. We love him.
What can I say?
He keeps coming to my room 4 a.m, 5, yelling, "I'm Spider-Man." I'm saying that's not what it is.
Not Spider-Man. Very interesting. But he may be, right? There could be.
Could be Spider-Man.
You know, heroes are all around us. So.
Especially of the spider. Arachnid.
How are you defending the guy that pours spiders on me?
I'm not defending. I'm explaining.
Yeah, those are different.
Those are different, my friend. You've got a lot to learn, you handsome mug.
You handsome issue. So, listen, let's talk about your eyes, because, you know what I saw in the bathroom in this nice, lovely studio? No, let me just say, let me just say, let me get it out, Ryan, come on, we've let you have the floor.
You interrupted him.
You had the floor, thing. Ryan.
Just, so, do you
please, can you go? Can you go? Can you go? Can you go? Can you go?
Okay, I'll go. So, I
well, okay, but, can you go?
Do you have something to say? Do you, I'll let you go.
Oh, you have the floor.
Okay, the floor is yours. So I was in the bathroom and I saw this thing and it said on the wall, it was like right above the toilet, and it said, looking at this will make your eyes change colors. And this is true.
Like a mood ring.
Exactly. That's exactly what I thought. And it didn't work. So I just wanted to say that.
Wow.
So what color are your eyes now?
Ryan, he has
the
floor.
The floor is mine.
But it can be yours.
It can be yours. Do you want to say?
No, I mean, you're swinging in a hot yoga swing right now, so I don't know why you keep saying
hot yoga. New thing, baby.
Hot yoga. That'll go viral, I think.
How would anything? What would go viral?
All right,
Ryan. Now it's time. I can't stay mad at you.
Now it's time to play a game we call Ryan's Phone. Ryan, take out your phone.
And break it.
Break it.
Oh, and he did it.
That was Ryan's phone.
Wow. It's durable. Made to be durable, but breaks easy.
Broken. Get
when intentionally broken, it breaks easy.
And knocked out the audio, am I right?
Oh, man.
And now he's partially deaf.
Oh, that's something we should talk about.
Being partially deaf.
You know, my loving roommate, Bill.
Yes.
He's been having some problems recently. Uh-huh. Hearing out of one of his ears.
I heard he had a... You have the floor.
He had a little, some gunk in his head. So, he's dealing
some
with
some love
it.
Gunk? Some or love some... Gunk.
Just some regular gunk. And he's dealing with it with health services, so...
Health services are coming to his doorstep.
Yes, they are.
I heard that he had actually a walnut-sized amount of earwax lodged in his ear, and that did not fix his problem of hearing.
You know, that's disgusting, but it was true.
It was true before. It is not true now.
And that's the truth. Now, I think to honor this thing we've been doing, it's important to maybe play a certain song.
Okay.
So we'll get this one going in the background.
In the background? Oh, yes.
I think it fits.
The harmonies on this song are all right.
These guys are going to be big.
They know something or other. Not a lot, but it's enough.
So anyway, that's our time. Enjoy
this song
by Steely Dan. Goodbye.
And we're back.
We're back. And we actually have a new segment that we just thought up. And it's really exciting. It's called Radio on Podcasts on Podcasts. On Podcasts.
Uh-huh. And believe me, this has never been done before.
And months and months of thought went into this.
A lot of curation. I think my mic's off again.
I think so, too.
Hello.
There we go.
All right.
And it's, yeah, you know what? We should probably just jump into it. It's pretty high concept. I'm not sure.
Honestly, really love this.
I know you guys listening are pretty dumb, so you probably won't get it.
And it's pretty cool of me to have been with you as we came up with it.
Right.
Let's really just get to it.
I think let's start, let's do a little waterfall.
Yeah.
So this is Stuff You Should Know, which is a great podcast where they inform you of really, really great stuff, and we're just gonna have fun with it while we experience technical difficulties. And
art takes time. Yeah. That's the first and thing.
And then,
you know.
And then, so this is.
Oh yeah.
These are our friends right? Chuck like, and I forget the other guy's name.
Right.
And they're
like you were saying.
And it's, or if you're, you really gotta listen.
They're talking.
You gotta make sure you can.
Yeah, you can. You make sure you can hear because what they're actually talking about is olive oil and the historical, philosophical, anthropological, and religious experience and history of olive oil. So it's really interesting, and they're a really fun duo of guys, and you can tell they're really exciting. Ryan.
This new segment is fun because it's like the opposite of ASMR. It's kind of like an assault on anyone with ADHD because you can't focus on one conversation stream. Because I'm now introducing another one on top of the two that are currently happening. It's my brother.
So right now we're at Radio on Podcast. We're about to be Radio on Podcast on Podcast.
And so these little circus boys have got some crazy little ghost bosses.
But you know what? It still doesn't feel like enough to me.
No, I still think I could actually learn more and be more of an active member of, you know, our community and culture.
Are you active listening right now?
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
You guys are taking notes, right? Life is about learning.
Yeah.
Let's go with this last one. This is from the Moth Radio Hour. About a high school student in Nebraska who tries to bluff his way through a French assignment. You guys are going to love this.
Wow, this is, it's going to be hilarious. It's really going to even out these other serious podcasts. And can you guys hear right now? Let's make sure you guys can hear.
Are you hearing this? Because what I'm hearing is they're converging into cereal.
Yeah. It sounds like they're saying rhubarb. Peas and carrots, rhubarb. Really
peas and carrots, rhubarb.
Yeah.
Should we take a second?
Let's just take a second. No, not
I like the nutty kind.
Yeah.
But it's, and I think I've told you this really, before. So
can I get a little more moth, please?
I think I'll get a little bit more moth.
Thank you.
But as we started the performance with the local...
And now a little Stuff You Should Know.
Wow. Yeah, and this is the kind of...
And now a little more mic 4.
You're not even cooking with necessarily. You're drizzling it on your...
Here's what the history books don't tell you. There was actually a time at which Flavortown...
Is this copyright infringement?
Oh, yeah.
FCC, come after us.
Come after us.
Like I was saying,
we're just
wine or the grapes that make wine is affected by the soil that you throw it in, the climate, how much rain it got, the general terroir.
But that judge
it really
in the
can change the end product.
So that's pretty much the radio equivalent of like an artist featuring on another artist's song.
Right. Uh-huh. They all agreed to that, for sure.
So now we're pretty much Beyonce and I guess they're...
Collectively Jay-Z?
Jay-Z, I guess. Supposedly.
Yeah, if they could.
Allegedly.
I don't know if they'll quite
The most important match. Thing is that you learned something.
The most important thing is that we're Beyonce, but right after that is that you
I
learned
guess,
something.
How can I forget?
Right. So that was Radio on Podcast on Podcast on Podcast.
Hope you enjoyed it.
I hope you.
There will be more of that.
Yeah, so, because everyone loves it.
Everyone loves it. Should we check the listener count?
And if you didn't like it, you're dumb.
We are at...
Be smarter and you'll get it.
Negative 10,000. People are actively telling their friends to turn on the radio and then throw it away.
We owe Medford money. No.
We owe Medford money. Wow. Well, what can you do? Ryan, what do you think of the band name Zip Tie?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Or...
It sounds kind of violent, actually, on second thought.
Oh, okay.
I mean, those are, like, really weapons and, like, things to hold people.
I guess that is
true.
That's
true.
What about Silent Diner?
That just sounds, like, scary.
Crap.
Damn it. All right,
well, I liked it.
Radio show's over. Goodbye, guys.
Come on, is that it? You muted me.
We're back. I'm kidding. A little dead air for you.
Yeah. Who doesn't love a little dead air?
It's murdered dead air right in front of you.
Yeah. It's dead, and it won't come back.
So next up is a song that I'm choosing right now. as I'm talking. This is me
choosing a song.
To choose a song. We're getting lots of requests from people who want me to choose a song, and I'm about to do that right now for you.
Right after we lift off.
Right after we lift off. If you lift off once, you'll never come back. And that's the truth about the sun, is that who knows where it is? Answer? One person.
Who?
Answer? Galileo.
Galileo knew where the sun was?
Answer? Yes.
Wow.
He did.
Oh my God.
Speaking of sun, this next one is a true classic.
Child of mine. Oh.
True classic. We love it. Everyone loves it.
Everyone.
You love it.
Me?
Yes, you.
I love it.
And here it is.
Thanks for listening.
Oh.
Yesterday my life was filled with rain. Sunny, you smiled at me and really eased the pain. Now the dark days are done and the bright days are here. My sunny one shines so sincere. Sunny one so true, I love you. Sunny, thank you for the sunshine bouquet. Sunny, thank you for the love you brought my way. You gave to me your all in all, and now I feel 10 feet tall. Sunny one so true, I love you. Sunny, thank you for the truth you let me see. Sunny, thank you for the facts from A to Z. My life was torn like windblown sand, then a rock was formed when we held hands. Sunny, sunny one so true, I love you. Sunny, thank you for that smile upon your face. Sunny, thank you for that gleam that flows with grace. You're my spark of nature's fire. You're my sweet, complete desire. Sunny one so true, yes, I love you. I love you.
They just love to learn, and another child grows up to be somebody you just love to burn. Mom loves the both of them. You see, it's in the blood. Both kids are good and mom. Blood's thicker than the mud. It's a family affair.
Family affair. you're still checking each other out. Hey, nobody wants to blow. Nobody wants to be left out. You can't leave cause your heart is there. But you can't stay cause you've been somewhere else. You can't cry cause you look broke down. But you're crying anyway cause you're all broke down. It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
That was Sly and the Family Stone with Family Affair. And before that, we had Sunny.
By Bobby Hebb.
By Bobby Hebb. And now it's time to read a PSA with punctuation provided by Caleb. Hey. So just throw in that punctuation where it feels right.
Oh, I will. You know I will.
You know. Yeah, I do. I do know that. Fatherhood involvement. Live announcer copy. I don't know what that means. Take time. 10. Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Hello, son.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council. Is that like the Adrenaline Council?
Uh-huh.
Okay, cool.
It's the AD Council that counts years.
Make a moment, colon 15. It only takes a moment to make a moment.
Oh.
What the heck does that mean?
That's so sweet.
Take time to be a dad today. Oh, it's another one. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit... I can't read that number.
877-4DAD-41.
One.
One dad.
For all.
Under God.
One dad should be enough for everybody.
That's true.
Yeah. Okay, back to the PSA. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council. Again, Adrenaline Council.
Ad Council.
It only takes a moment. 30. Oh, they're like times for how long the spot should be. All right, I mean, it's going to be way faster than 30.
Right.
Hey, everyone, let's all stop what we're doing right now and take a moment. Pause. Felt good, huh? Of course. They don't need it all to be quiet that's moments good. To be special. Oh, they man, can be loud moments, so goofy good. Moments, loud or teaching moments. Oh, don't really, because every time dads take a moment like so that to spend time with their kids, God, it's pretty momentous. So take a moment to make a moment today.
Oh, yeah.
Classic line. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
The Ad Clown School. Son, you want to go play catch?
The Ad Clown School.
Son, you want to go play catch?
Okay, daddy.
Come outside, play catch with me, okay?
Okay, daddy.
We're going to go play. I don't really know what that's like. Never had a dad, so.
Never had a dad.
Never had a dad.
You heard it here first.
Yep.
There's a little number in the bottom right that says 0616. I'm just going to mention that in case so I don't get in trouble. I don't want to get in trouble. We lost another host.
Yep.
They're not sticking with us.
But we should get... Two in his place.
Oh.
In the last 8 minutes. 7 minutes of our show.
Oh, no.
No.
We're never going to have this show back.
Never again.
And we squandered.
I know. We ruined
it. We did such a terrible, terrible
job. New guest. Come take a seat and we will turn on mic two.
New guest.
New guest. Introduce yourself, new guest. You're on the air.
Hello. My name is Ailey Orzak.
Wow.
I'm from Australia.
Possibly from New Zealand.
But I couldn't tell you the difference.
Aussie.
Because I don't really understand the difference between New Zealand and Australia.
To the opera house.
They say Aussie and I say New Zealand. You know what I'm saying? Right. It's ZZ.
What other facts about Australia or New Zealand do you know to make this not like a really...
Are you crazy? I know all about the Hobbit and how they like to drink water.
Dude, I cannot fit in those doors. You know what I'm saying? I'm 5'7 and
the toilets
like
flush
4'1
the other direction.
And I don't understand.
Yeah,
the toilets do flush the other direction.
How many people are listening to this show?
Nobody!
Hey... There are nine robots.
There's always, yeah.
Nine robots. From always the movie Robots.
I loved the movie.
I really liked that too. Oh, the sequence. Remember the domino scene?
Oh, my. Big Weld. Big Weld. I'll say it. Big Weld.
Big Weld?
So good.
What's, I don't
He's
remember.
He's the guy.
What's the red guy's name?
Mel Brooks, who's the, what? The red guy is
that? What?
That was quite dramatic, I will say.
You don't know what drama is.
My commentary comes in.
Your country famously doesn't have an opera house.
Uh-huh.
So famously, you don't know drama. Sydney is the fame. Listen.
You don't know drama.
Prove that you know drama.
Prove that, yeah.
Drama is my middle name, my friend.
What's your name?
Ailey Orzac.
Ailey Drama Orzac.
Ailey Drama Orzac.
Lauren stands for drama.
Yes. Lauren?
Wow.
That's my middle name.
Really? I didn't know that.
Well, now you do.
I love learning.
Ailey Lauren Michaels Orzac.
Michaels is a corporation.
What?
I'll say it. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Our PSA on fracking.
I'm going to say it.
It's past 12.
Only the music can curse, though, not our brains.
I'm so sorry, everyone who's listening.
We just got bad.
Nine FCC agents, no one else.
Yeah. Nine FCC robots.
The movie Robots. Oh, my God. The little guys that. And they like run you over. Well, how did that movie go? I think I saw it. Well, no, I did see it a lot.
With Mo. Just kidding. That was Molly.
BMO?
Yeah.
Can we talk about Adventure Time for just that a little like bit?
Mo?
Yeah. BMO?
Hello. We can.
Oh, important to say, this is
CBS, baby!
No, we're kidding.
No way.
This is actually very much not CBS. This is
CBS, baby.
This is I Wish You Could See This, and you were listening to 91.5 FM WMFO.
But I bet you wish you weren't.
Medford. I bet you wish you weren't.
I wish you couldn't do this, but I bet you wish you were.
It's the new name of the show.
Yeah. Wish you could turn this off.
Yeah.
You can't.
Can't. Everyone, what if, oh, guys.
Can I play a song?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Give us your request.
Oh, no, but I don't have it.
Don't you want to hear the
concept? It's can this I show, hear? But we can hijack any radio we want.
Is that better?
It's backed off.
It's backed up.
Like.
No, it's not. It's delayed, even.
Oh, it's got never mind. Gun
kind of. When me and Shaikai called you that one time. Up. Hella backed up. So when I put it on, I expected it to be backed
up. Shy Cat, fan of the pod.
If you want to change the volume, it's right.
It's fan of the pod.
Shy Cat, we miss you. Oh, we miss you. Wish you were ordering come home, food Shy right Cat. Now.
Come get burgers.
Come get burgers,
Shy. Come get burgers.
We all got them. But
okay,
come
what
get
I want
get
you to play.
And bring them to us.
Yep. You can just tell me the name of it.
It's Tangerine by...
Tangerine?
M-O-S-I-E, Mosey.
A little sample of that coming through the mic.
Yeah,
right
so like...
Sounds great.
That's a song you're going to hear in a couple of minutes. To look
forward to. I cannot find it. Oh, yes, I can. Yes,
y'all ever wanted to know what the
can
song
you
would
stop
sound
being
like
a dirty liar?
Before it was played good? What are you saying?
I think...
Caleb's a dirty liar.
Yeah.
Let's all hit our mics on three. One, two, three.
Oh.
Yeah,
that was
baby.
Fun.
Wow.
Wow.
Feels so good.
So it's been a roller coaster. We learned.
There's someone at the door.
Oh, yeah. Hello?
Come in.
Come in.
This is the street, so you can just stay here.
Oh, right. We do this radio on the street, I should mention.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Do your best stop. Impression of a fish.
The mic was just inside Caleb, we should mention.
I think Ailey got it in one.
Ailey, I swear to God, you take my spotlight ever again.
Listen, Caleb, I own this radio show.
Oh. You
it's
mean
tough.
You're Mr.
WMFO
himself stands for
Mrs. WMFO.
William Michael
for
hours.
Online.
Free William Michael. Cool. Free online.
Free overtime. Online.
Wow, man. For us.
Oh.
But us is spelled with
for
the all. For us. Well, back to the accent,
back
everybody.
To radio
I'd love
on
you
podcast.
To play Tangerine
yeah,
if you could.
This time it's live.
Just
I'm going
to take
play
a break.
It, but I just wanted to. We can't take a break. The show's over.
That'll be our time.
I know.
And that'll be our time.
So here's what
we're going to play
that's
it
my
out.
Time.
We're
going to
play this out. We learned a lot today. And thank you for joining us. You can hear us again next week at high noon at night. And that's. midnight.
High noon. I think it's low noon, man.
We also break into the studio.
Low noon. When the sun is under the earth.
I did say that at the top of the episode. Yeah. Oh. We're making all those,
jokes.
Yeah.
All right. And thanks for listening.
Yeah. Next week, we'll have even more talking over each other. So
blah, 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 blah,
blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah,
blah, blah, blah,
I wish you could see this.
But
you can't, and it's Ailey's show now, so it's back on the air.
Welcome to Ailey's show.
The Ailey's show.
This is Tangerine.
It's the Daily Show, but it's the Ailey show.
Good night.
Good night.
Yeah.
Now back to King Krupp and syncopated style shortly.
Found you squeezed in my backpack. I heard you sneeze and had to backtrack. Said please and got your Snapchat. Jacked the keys and crashed the hatchback. Knapsack green, hit me one, two. Blackjack green, give me fun. Slap happy dream, shimmy on. You fast track the beam with the sun, with the moon. But lava don't flow like Tanqueray. Mama won't know till she pass away.